Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. What is that old yeast that St. Paul tells us in his writings we should cast out? Our Lord says, beware. It's what is often contrasted in the scriptures with the good yeast. Fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of that blessedness that will be made complete if we but persevere in the company of Jesus. That means very simply, not to be separated from him by sin. The old yeast, human respect. Pharisees were very religious, but not in the right way. Sometimes even Satan is religious, when he manipulates all sorts of false religions, idolatry of one kind or another, leading to the sin of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, the unforgivable sin, meaning simply using God as a means to impose myself, to domineer others, to control their lives. In many of his recent talks, our Holy Father has described terrorism as simply the most extreme form of human respect in the active sense, where I try to frighten people, intimidate people, so that I can impose my will on them. It's only God's will that should, as it were, occupy us entirely. And if we are one with God, if our food is to do the will of our Heavenly Father, and truly blessed will we be to serve him, to be his slave, is to be free, is to reign, is to rule, not the other way around. In the passive sense, the intimidation, allowing myself to be intimidated, be afraid of people who are, you know, big and bossy, make a lot of noise, explode a lot of bombs, cut a few heads off, use the old-fashioned guillotine, or some more modern means, which are still crueler, to execute those who refuse to do their will. If they must choose between obeying God's will or some impostor's will, they will always choose, as St. Peter did before the Sanhedrin, to do God's will. We must obey God, not man. You will say, what about the Pope? Well, the Pope doesn't command us anything except to the degree that he acts in the name of Jesus and is protected by Jesus from commanding anything which is contrary to God's will. Well, that leads to the second point in the passage of the Gospel. Obviously, if we shouldn't be afraid of those who are simply promoting themselves at the expense of Jesus, what do we do if they begin persecuting us? If they begin whipping us as they did Jesus? Another said, the fear of the Lord is not like the fear of a tyrant, but remember, don't exaggerate their power. Don't be afraid of somebody who can cut you off from the goodies of this world. That's the worst they can do, cutting off your head. It's not very much, and that will shock most people today. But the fact is, suffering and physical death are not the worst evils. They're not to be encouraged, that's true. On the other hand, if in the name of Jesus, for his sake, we are mocked, sentenced to death, even crucifixion, once in a while still happens, we may say, so what? The Lord will put our heads on better than ever. Be afraid only of him who can put both body and soul into hell. You should have real fear of the Lord, but fear of the Lord is not intimidating. That's the wonderful marvel. The fear of the Lord is respect for him, because he is so good and deserving of all our love. The saddest thing in my life would be to disobey him, to be cut off from him, as the heroine in a famous French Catholic novel of the late 19th century, Léon Blum, The Woman Who Was Poor. The heroine was a woman like St. Mary Magdalene. Her last remark was, "The only really sad thing in life is not to be poor, it's not to be persecuted, it's not to give up one's life rather than betray Christ. The only sad thing is not to end one's life a saint. Not for the last moment of life on earth to coincide with the state of grace. To be always united with Jesus, especially at that moment." It's a very simple petition that we make, we should be making every day, many times a day when we pray the rosary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That's the most important point. And if those two things coincide, that's what perseverance and faithful following of Jesus is all about, to walk with him, as did Our Lady, not to be afraid to stand at the foot of the cross, not to be afraid to share his sufferings, not to be afraid of doing what he did when he took care, he is the Good Samaritan, the stranger from heaven who became our neighbor, who takes care of all of us, left to die in the ditch. And when he came back from the dead, he will repay everyone who takes care of those in whom he still suffers. Dear brothers and sisters, if we stay close to Our Lady, we will learn how to love in this way and find that our love is full of respect for the dignity of God, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and for the dignity of every person, be it only the newly conceived child, be it someone who can do nothing other but end his or her days suffering for Jesus, to recognize there the image and the likeness of God. If we love God, if we love Jesus, as Mary does, we will always love our neighbor as ourselves, as our divine Redeemer, dying on the cross, loved all of us and each of us. Let us together pray the rosary, pray together for each other, pray that we might always appreciate that which is the greatest fruit of that fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom, Jesus himself, worthily received in Holy Communion. Who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood will not die. I will raise him up on the last day. And if you want to know what that's like, look at the lady who left her calling card in Mexico in 1531. Gloriously assumed into heaven, the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon and the stars at her feet, or the stars as a crown on her head. There we have the first intimation of what eye has not seen and ear has not heard. And if we keep it always before us, we will find there is nothing that can attract us more than to be with Jesus as she is. Praise be Jesus and Mary.